is giving different, and she's a
medicine. H1N1 virus was a completely new virus which took the whole world by storm. In fact, still they were not able to find a cure for it for a long time. There was so much research done, but by that time thousands were killed. So you can see that the diseases are becoming more complicated. There are still no cure for cancer. 50 years from now, there was not a single, like when I was a kid, I had heard of only one or two cancer patients in my childhood. But now every second or third person is, you know, is getting cancer. It's become so common. So we can see that diseases have not been completely eradicated. It's just that they are newer and newer diseases have come up and more complicated. And though medical field is making a lot of advancement, they cannot find solution for so many of the diseases. HIV/AIDS is still incurable. So we see from this that disease per se can never be eradicated. Bhagavad Gita says, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam. Janma Mrityu Jara and Vyadi. Birth, death, old age and disease. These are the real miseries of life. And you cannot just, you know, get away with them. Because these are the real problems. What is a real problem? Something which is common to all. And no one can be exempt or nobody can escape from that. And it is inevitable. You cannot change it. So this is a real problem. These are the real problems which we are all facing in this material world. So we see that physical problems are increasing day by day. And as the modern science or
generation, they just eat burgers and drink cold drinks. So hot and then cold. And this kind of completely disrupts the digestive system. And it leads to so many diseases. So, and also the activity, the artificial lifestyle which she is talking about, is what is artificial lifestyle? Everything is mechanized. Everything is at the tip of a button. We can get everything we want. We don't have to work hard or stress our body for anything, even for entertainment, even for games, even for enjoyment. Nobody even moves their body. Don't you think so? What are you all doing, the present generation? What is the entertainment? They sit glued in front of the either the television or the computer, right? There is no physical, and even if they are playing physical games like football and everything, everything is on the computer. So at the most, only the hands are moving, you know. All the video games, they are actually doing lot of activities. You know, you see some of the games, there are football, you know, you can play all the games. But only thing is the person is sitting in front of the computer. That is the funny part. So nobody is actually exerting the body. Nobody is actually going out and playing, climbing on trees or playing gilli danda. Even 10, 15 years back, like when I was a kid, I think all the holidays we would spend playing outside. But how many of you all really go out and play in the holidays? It's very rare. It's actually reduced to zero, right? So no wonder all the physical problems are coming, mainly because of the complete change in the lifestyle. It's completely artificial, as she said, and completely mechanized. So this is the cause of physical diseases, and we cannot just get out of this, you know, vicious cycle that we are all put in. Because we have already come into this, there is already a big change going on. There's a big change. We are actually in the middle of a big social change which is happening. Do you all feel there is a lot of gap between you and your previous generation? The parents? Do you all feel there's a big generation gap? Somehow they don't understand what you are saying. They don't understand what you are talking about. They don't understand what you like, what you don't like. Actually, we should not blame them also, because there has been a very drastic change. There has been a drastic change. The main change is the mobile. 10, 15 years back, I never ever thought, you know, that mobile will be such a integral part of a, you know, a teenager's life. Right? A young person today without a mobile, without an iPod in the ears, it's impossible. Right? The present youth is completely, whatever they like is completely different from what the youth used to like 10-15 years before. So I can understand what you all are going through. But one thing I can tell you, that it is not their fault also. So you have to basically bridge the gap slowly. They have to understand what your problems are, and you have to understand what their problems are. Right? So this is physical diseases that we are all facing. But more complex and more serious than physical diseases is the mental disease, right? Psychotherapy, psychology, we study in psychology that most of the physical diseases, the origin of most of the physical diseases is in the mind. They are known as psychosomatic diseases. These diseases are mainly due to mental problems. And in the present age, mental disease is the number one killer. You agree to that? Which is the number one problem, mental problem, that most of the youth are facing today? Huh? Depression. Right. Depression. It is a common word. Tension is such a common word nowadays. Earlier time in olden movies, you see tension means only somebody who has got financial problems, or somebody who's not getting married, or some serious problem, you know, is they get tension about it. But this word tension is so easily used nowadays. Something goes wrong, little bit wrong, you don't get your something, I'm getting tension. Right? Little less marks in your exams, I'm tensed. For everything, there is tension. Right? The mental disease has become so prominent that depression is a very common word. Even if a small thing happens in your life, you're saying, I'm depressed. But depression is a very serious disease. The statistic shows that the present youth, you know, that one in five, in at least minimum enough, one in five will have depression. It's like become so common. It's as common as common cold. So we see that now the situation is becoming completely artificial. So because of that, there are a lot of mental problems. And these mental problems, they actually lead to what? More and more serious diseases. More and more physical diseases, such as blood pressure, heart disease. All this is so become so common in among the youth nowadays. So this is, which was unheard of 50 years from now. So why is it happening? Why do you think there is so many mental problems? You have thought of it any time? What could be the reason? Mental problems. What could be the reason? Pardon? Stress? Okay. Stress in? Pardon? High expectations. High expectations means we are expecting too much from ourselves. And it's not because the youth is expecting too much. It's because there is too much expectation from others. There's too much expectation from the parents. There's too much expectation from the society. There is a pressure on the youth today to excel. They have to be the best. If they are not the best, then they are somewhere low down in the rat race. Naturally, there'll be pressure, right? There'll be stress because, you know, for example, these reality shows. You see so many reality shows on TV, right? In fact, you're bombarded with so many reality shows. Every youth, they are watching. They feel whatever they see in the TV is perfect. There's so many competitions. You have to, you know, be the best in that. And naturally, there'll be so much pressure. There are so many beauty contests which we see. There are so many reality shows in which they show, they have a picture of a young girl. Has to be size zero. Everybody thinks, my God, that is the ideal, size zero. And to become size zero, God knows what all they go through, right? In fact, there are so many mental conditions which rise because of this problem. You know, there is something called as anorexia nervosa. and bulimia nervosa. It is so horrible, this disease. It's a mental condition. And it is mostly seen in teenager girls, like all of you. And this is because of the major influence that we have from the media. They have some concept of beauty, and to fit into that concept, they go through severe starvation. Anorexia nervosa is a condition where they starve themselves to death to get that size zero. And bulimia nervosa is the opposite. They gorge, they eat, but out of fear of becoming fat, they vomit everything out. So it's a very complex kind of mental disease. So these are the kind of mental problems which has really become very rampant. And it is not laughing matter, because the statistics show that it is increasing day by day. What other reason? This has been studied. Okay, tell me. Fast lifestyle. Yes, the lifestyle today is so fast that nowadays the youth are multitasking. With one hand they are SMSing, in the other ear there are two iPhones, earphones, and with one hand they are on the mouse clicking, and with one hand eating a burger, you know. So like, there's multitasking. Because it is so fast, naturally you have to do so many things at the same time. There is no concentration. You don't do one activity at one time, you know. There is no concentration in anything. And then everyone says, why we are not having concentration in our studies? We can't study for more than 15 minutes and mind starts running here and there. Why is it like that? Because the life has become so fast, everything is instant. At the click of a button, as I said, now everything you get so fast. There is instant SMSing, there is instant coffee, there is instant marriage, instant divorce, instant relationship, instant affair. Everything is instant, right? Nowadays, everything is so fast that it's so fast that it's everything is so instant. But the problem is that because of this, what happens is, you know, stress. There's building up of mental problems. And main thing is the psychology of the people is becoming like that now, that they cannot tolerate. They cannot have patience for anything. There is no patience. We are not able to cultivate that qualities of patience and tolerance, because everything we want quick. You cannot wait. So why do you think there are people are becoming so restless that even in relationships there is no steadiness? Have you realized that there are so many relationship problems nowadays? There is too much. You know, if you go to colleges, half the time people are breaking up or making up. Breaking up or making up. So there is so much turmoil, you know. Because there is so much superficiality in relationships. Because they are not able to develop this quality of patience and tolerance. That is one of the main reasons why there is an increase in divorce rates even in India now. 75% of all the marriages abroad used to end in divorce. But now the same situation is coming even here. Because there is no patience, no tolerance developed because of this fast way of living. One more reason is this bombardment which is happening, you know. You see the media, as soon as you sit to watch the television, there are like hundreds of advertisements which come. Have you noticed that? Program is this much, but the advertisements are full, you know. Every 2 minutes you have advertisement. It's actually psychologically proven studies that as the advertisements, you know, they are designed in such a way that every seven times if they show the same advertisement, they will actually hypnotize the person or the youth or the child to go and buy that. Actually, it is kind of a hypnotism. And if you see it hundreds of times, then you can understand what kind of, you know, there will be an intense desire. I have to have that thing. Unless I have this cream, my skin will not be like this actress whom they show. Unless I have this drink, I'm not going to become slim. Unless I have this, you know, I cannot be happy. So there is like a bombardment through the media of different products. Even a shampoo. A simple thing like a shampoo, few years back when we used to go to buy, there would be only two or three products to choose from. But today if you go, there are thousands of varieties of shampoo, not just Indian made, now even foreign made shampoos. So there is so much variety of choice. In fact, this has been proven that more the choice, more the stress. Why? Because as soon as you are bombarded with some kind of advertisement, you take this, take this, take this, there is hankering. I want it, I want it, I want it. And when you don't get it, you lament, cry. And put pressure on whom? Huh? Whom does all the pressure go on if you want something? Desperately? Parents. Right? So what is happening is a vicious cycle. And the parents, to fulfill all the needs, which are completely artificial and completely exaggerated needs, to complete, fulfill all those needs, they have to work more and more hard. They have to have money, na? To earn money. Only then we can fulfill all the needs of the present generation. You want the latest mobile, you want the latest iPod, you want the latest laptop also sometimes. So you have so many desires and all branded clothes. Nobody wears ordinary clothes. So you see, the pressure is on the parents. And what happens? They have to work hard. And because of which they have to go out. So both parents are working. There is no time. So the children, what is happening as a result of this is the children lack love and attention at home. And because of which there is so much increase in juvenile delinquency, so many complicated problems which were not heard of before. Violence in school and colleges. So this is all a progression of why all these mental ailments or mental problems are coming about. There is attention deficit syndrome, as she said about fast life. Many of the youngsters today are facing with this problem, attention deficit syndrome. They're not able to concentrate on anything. And because of which, there are so many problems. And one more problem which is becoming very, very common is internet addiction. I'm telling all these things so that you become aware that these are these different kinds of diseases which are modern, generated due to the modern or the, you know, change in the culture and the change in the social life that is going on. And once you become aware of it, then you will think seriously about finding a solution for all these problems. We are already in this situation, right? You're all already placed in this situation because change cannot be stopped. There is going to be change, right? It's not that 50 years back what was going on has to continue all these years. It is going to change. Change is bound to come. But we should understand that how to adapt to the change. How we can protect ourselves from the harmful effects of this change. There is actually a paradigm shift going on. 50 years back in the 1960s, there was a big change. As you may know, there was a counterculture. There was a hippie movement that originated mainly because of the government. They were totally against the government, some policies of the government. And the whole youth revolted against that. And they went into drug addiction and they wanted to change, get away from the materialistic way of life. But unfortunately, because they didn't have the right direction, they went into the, you know, drug addiction and everything. But at that time, luckily, Srila Prabhupada went to the West and the Krishna consciousness movement started in the United States and many of these people were saved. That same kind of social change is now happening. Last 5 years or last 10 years max, there has been a drastic change in the social structure. There is a shift going on now, because of which this gap is produced between the previous generation and this generation. And now also, if the youth doesn't get the right direction, then they will also go down into the negative things. As we see, there are many negative things which have come up, and many of the people are becoming victims of that. So we should learn how to protect ourselves from that. So we are learning all these physical diseases and mental diseases and the cause of all these things so that we go to a higher level. The aim of this whole lecture today is to make you realize that physical problems, and more higher than that is the mental problems, but more higher we have to go and understand what is the root cause of all these diseases. The material disease, the physical disease and the mental disease, what is the root cause of all these diseases? We have to go more deeper, because physical problems and mental problems, they are just like a covering. But there is a main deeper reason why this is happening. And that is because we are spiritually diseased. Bhagavad Gita describes that the body, mind and soul, they are all form the complete whole. A complete human being is made up of the body, mind and the soul. The gross body, the subtle body, and more higher than that is the soul. This is what knowledge we get from Bhagavad Gita. And if you analyze carefully, you will see that most of the physical problem, most of the mental problems, they all originate mainly because of this emptiness of the soul. This lack of happiness which the soul feels. It all originates from that. The nature of the soul is what? To love and to be loved. And this need of the soul, when it is not completed, when it is not fulfilled, it leads to so many other problems, like mental problems and physical problems. Each one wants to be happy in this world. Anyone wants to be sad? Each one wants to be happy. Everyone is searching for happiness. But the point is, we are searching it in the wrong place. We are searching from this physical body. We want the happiness from this body and from this mind. But until the soul is happy, we can never get happiness. We can never completely be satisfied. There is this very wonderful story which is said in the books about a young man who left his father's home. His father was very, very rich. He had everything. But this son wanted to get away from the father. He took all his share of money and he left the father because he wanted to enjoy all the money for himself. So for many years he lived very luxuriously and spent all the money on friends and everything was finished. And very soon he was on the roads and he had nothing. He was completely broke. So one man came, seeing his poor condition, gave him some food for some time. And then somebody came and gave him clothes. But again he was needing all these needs, food, clothing and shelter. This is not going to be, these are just temporary solutions to the problem. But one man came and recognized him, that he is the son of such a rich father. And he convinced him that you are suffering like this because you are separated from your father. Why don't you come back? I will convince your father. And he took him back to his father. And once he reunited with his father, all his needs were fulfilled. So from this story we learn that physical problems, material problems, these are just the temporary problems. The main problem is, why are we having all these physical and mental problems in this world? We are suffering here. Why? Because we have separated ourselves from God. We are trying to enjoy in this material world separate from God. We want to enjoy ourselves here, separate from Him. So the simple solution is that if we reconnect ourselves with God, then automatically all our problems, the temporary small problems that we are facing in this material world, will automatically be taken care of. So the main root cause of all these inconveniences that we are suffering here is because we are disconnected from God. So if we just connect ourselves back with God, all our problems will be solved forever. That is the real meaning of medicine. The medicine means it should not just treat the physical problems, but also the mental and more deeper spiritual problem. That is true medicine. Just like we see, few years back there was an earthquake in Bhuj. You heard of that, right? And within 45 seconds, everybody's lives were upside down. they lost everything, their loved ones, their property, whatever they had, everything was finished in a matter of seconds. Their life was completely devastated. At that time, there were many, many organizations coming and giving them food, giving them shelter, giving them clothing, and all the what they needed. But they were completely, actually, you know, physically their whole body, they had injuries all over. Mentally, they were, you know, completely devastated. But more than that, they were actually spiritually, their souls were completely shattered, right? Because at such a catastrophe when it happens, the main thing is, the question comes, why this is happening? Why is God doing this to us? There is no hope left in their lives. At that time, so many organizations gave the physical and physical problems. There are doctors giving care. But the main thing was, at that time, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, our hospital in Mira Road, they were sent, the doctors were sent there to take care of the injured people. So they set up a hospital and there were orthopedic surgeons and many other doctors who were taking care of all the physical needs. But more than that, they were also taking care of the spiritual needs of the people. What was the spiritual need? They had lost hope. They had lost hope and they had no future. But there was continuous counseling going on for them, continuous spiritual kirtan going on, and there were lectures going on from Bhagavad Gita which actually made them understand on the basis of scriptures how we should take shelter of God in the situation, you know, when you are faced with problems. So they were in the worst kind of situation, but the love and the spiritual care that was given to them, it actually soothed their heart and healed their souls. And this is what is the need of the hour today. Everybody, each one's soul is suffering. Like as Mother Teresa says, she has made this quote that it's not that the poor people are suffering. It's actually the rich people are suffering more. Why? Because their hearts are empty and the souls are, you know, craving for something. They're craving for love, which they are not getting. So this is the main reason for suffering. So we see that in this painful situation, along with physical care, there was also mental care, and more higher than that is the spiritual care which was given. And that actually completely satisfied them, and they were actually so happy because they got some reason to look forward to, some reason to live for. They were grateful to God. They actually made them feel, become happy from within, that even in this situation, how we can transcend these problems and go above this problem. So we see that all of us are in this situation now where we are going to face all these physical diseases, the mental diseases. We are all put in that situation. But we can save ourselves and protect ourselves by connecting ourselves with our inner spiritual potential, our inner spiritual nature, which is eternal, by connecting with God. There is a very wonderful shloka in Bhagavatam which says, Nivritta tarsher upagiya banad bhavau shadat shrotra manobhiramat. Bhavaushadi. This word bhava aushadi means, bhava means material disease, material world. And bhava rog means material disease. So we are suffering here with this material disease. We are all here in this material world. We have all come here. Whether we like it or no, we are already here. So we are going to suffer this material disease, whether we like it or no. But the only medicine, the only real medicine which can help us and cure us from this bhava rog is bhavaushadha shrotra manobhiramad ka uttama shloka gunanu vadat. Means the uttama shloka or the supreme lord who is glorified with beautiful shlokas. The Supreme Lord, when we engage in the glories, singing the glories or hearing the glories of the Lord, at once all our problems, all our material diseases or material miseries is completely eradicated. And that is the only medicine which can completely satisfy the soul. That is the real medicine which can give us satisfaction and give us that strength to transcend all these problems which we are facing due to the modern way of life. So this is the way how the youth of today, all of you, can protect yourself from such kind of diseases, the physical disease and more subtle mental diseases. We can protect ourselves. So we have an opportunity or a choice. All of you have this choice, whether we become victims of this condition that we are living in this material new situation that is developing, we can become victims of that, or we make this choice to take the supreme medicine or the real medicine of connecting ourselves to the Lord by hearing the beautiful glories of the Lord, singing and chanting the holy names of the Lord, and transcending the material problems, transcending the mental problems, and going to a higher plane, going to a spiritual level where there will be no more suffering and no more pain and no more misery. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions? Is there any question? Before we go on to the questions, you all can think if there is any question. We would like to welcome some of our chief guests who have come today. Mrs. Rita Valhe, can you please stand up? Is a teacher in G.D. Somani High School. We welcome you today to this program. Mrs. Reena Ambekar, Hare Krishna, is a lecturer in